Okay, starting section two, we're on base, armored base, in the middle of the armored Rebbe Yochanan. Says Rebbe Yochanan, Minayin, how do you know, the Melachim, with regards to the king, She'ein Moinim Lahem Elam in Nisan, that the king's year is Nisan, Shinem, or we learn from the following passage from Novi. Vayehi B'Shmoinim Sha'ah, right? 80 years, the Abam Oishana, 480 years, the Tate Bene Yisrael, Me Eretz Mitzrayim, okay, the left Mitzrayim, Bashana Haravi'is, in the fourth year, the next five words are out of place, so I'm going to skip them and read them after. I'm jumping with the Melech Shloimo. So the Melech Shloimo Al Yisrael, okay, so basically, 480 years after the left Mitzrayim, and it was the fourth year of the kingship of Shlomo, and I'm now just going to be the last bit of the pasuk. The Chodesh Ziv, it was the Chodesh Ziv, which is Iyar, to Chodesh Sheni, which is the second month. Okay. Makish, so now we see all that in this pasuk, it was the Hekish. When Makish Malchus Shlomo, the Yetzias Mitzrayim. So Yetzias Mitzrayim. So Ma Yetzias Mitzrayim. Just like Yetzias Mitzrayim is Minisan, that's when he left. So too, Ah Malchus Shlomo, Minisan. Great. So therefore, we see that Malchus can go from Nisan. But you see, it's Rhyme, the Ask the Gemara though. But you see, it's Rhyme, Gufa, how do you know Minolon, the Minisan Mininan? We know we left in Nisan, but how do you know we count the years? Maybe as soon as you got Dilma, perhaps, Mitishre Mininan, we count from Tishre, meaning you left in Nisan, but the second year already starts when they get to Tishre. So, says the Gemara, Lo Sazadaitach, you wouldn't think to say such a thing, Dixi. We're going to prove from this passage. It says, V'ya'al Aaron HaKoyin, El Hor HaHor. Aaron HaKoyin went up to Hor HaHor, Al Pi Hashem, upon the words of Hashem, V'yomar Shom, and he died over there, V'shnas Arbo'im, in the 40th year, L'tseis V'nei Yisrael Me'aretz Yisrael, 40 years after he left Yisrael, V'chodesh HaChamishi, in the 5th month, which we know is Av, V'echal D'chodesh, in the 1st of the month. And, so you've got another passage, it says, V'yehi V'arbo'im Shana, so it's also in the 40th year, but Ashtay Asar means in the 11th month, Chodesh, but Echad the Chodesh, in the 1st of the month, Diber Moshe. Moshe spoke and he started to give the Torah over. The Goyna. So now the Gemara is going to explain. Midikai Ba'av, if he's in Av when Aaron died, but Korilei La Shnas Arboim, and he called it the 40th year, but Kori B'Shvat, and it was also was then in Shvat, which is the 11th month, but Kori La Shnas Arboim, and it calls it the 40th year. So Michlal, the Rosh Hashanah, we can infer from this, the Rosh Hashanah is Lav Tishrehu. Rosh Hashanah can be not be Tishrei, because if it would be Rosh Hashanah, it would say in the 41st year, Moshe spoke the Torah over, because from when it goes to Av to Shvat, you go through Tishrei. It's obviously not Tishrei, so it can't be Tishrei. So, says the Gemara, Bishlam Maheich, the forest of the Tzitz Mitzrayim. The pasuk with Aaron HaKohen, it mentions it's Tzitz Mitzrayim, though. But Ella, ha, but the pasuk with Moshe Rabbeinu giving the Torah, mimaydi Tzitz Mitzrayim. How do you know the start point of the counting is from Tzitz Mitzrayim? Maybe it's from a different point. Dilma, Lehakomas, and Mishkan. Maybe we're counting from after they erected the Mishkan. It was 40 years after they erected the Mishkan. Okay, so answer the Gemara, no. You can't say that. Like Rapapa said, as which we're going to see coming up. Yeah, Shnas Esrim, it says Shnas Esrim, says the same word, Shnas Esrim, the Gzeirah Shava, which we're going to see very soon. So Hachanami, so too over here, because it says Shnas Arboim with regards to Aaron HaKohen, Shnas Arboim with regards to Moshe Rabbeinu, the Gzeirah Shava. Ma Kan, it's Rhyme, just with Aaron, it's Rhyme, the counting started. Afkan, Litzias Mitzrayim, the counting started. Great, so then we've got, new cash over. How do you know the Maisa the Av Kodim? How do you know Aaron the Kohen died first? Perhaps Dilma Maisa the Shvat Kodim. Perhaps Shvat was first. So meaning that maybe the new year's in Tishrei, and it became the 40th year, then after that it was Shvat, and then after it was Av. But we haven't disproved Tishrei's new year over here. We only proved Tishrei's new year if basically you're going from Av to Shvat, because Tishrei is in the middle. But if you're going from Shvat to Av, you didn't prove anything. So loads of that, you can't say that. Why? It says, "Echsev achrei hakoisoi asichon." Moshe Rabbeinu gave up the Torah after he struck Sichon. You have a king Nash, and Nash did Aaron. When Aaron a Cohen died, Ikati was still have a Sichon Kayim. Sichon was still alive. Dich Steve, I'm going to prove that. So Vishma Kanani, Melech Arad, the Melech Kanani was Melech Arad third, and he came to attack Klal Yisrael. Moshum was Shema. What did he hear? Shema, he heard Shemis Aaron. He heard that Aaron Cohen had died. Nisalku Ananiya covered, and the Ananiya covered had been removed. Because of what he thought, Nisfa Rishus, he thought that it was permissible now, the Hilach and Israel, to fight Klal Yisrael, because the divine protection is gone, so now we can fight against them. Behind it, and we're going to prove basically that was when Aaron died. Behind it, the Yiru Kola Eda Ki Gaba Aaron. Okay, so we're going to explain what this means, the translation over here. But Amar Rabbi Abahu, Alti Kreit the Yiru, Ela the Yeru. You should read the Yeru, that they were revealed. Not that they saw, they were revealed. And I'm going to go back and explain this Pasuk. Yeah. Vukud Reish Lakish. And also, we're going to explain like Reish Lakish. So, Omer Reish Lakish, ki, the word ki, when it's used in the Torah, Mishamish, it has usages, but Dalad Lashonos, in four Lashonos, in four ways, listing them. E is one, is like if, when, Dilma perhaps, Ella rather, and the ha, because, explaining. Okay, so let's go back now. So we're going to say over here, the word key is the ha. It's explaining. It's giving a reason. So let's go back to the Pasuk, right? Four lines down. It says, V'yeira'u. And they were revealed, meaning you were able to see them. Kol Eda, all of the congregation of Kol Yisrael. Why? Key, because Gava Aaron, Aaron and Cohen had died. And since Aaron and Cohen had died, therefore the Ananiya covenant was his, so therefore they were seen. Therefore, Melech Kanan thought, now God doesn't care about them anymore. I can attack them and destroy them. Okay, great. So we see that Aaron and Cohen died first. Oh, ask the Gemara. Wait a second. Me, Domi, Hossam Kanan. Over that's talking about Kanan. We're talking about, right, Hacha Sichon. We're talking about Sichon. Right, we need Sichon. Okay. So, answer the Gemara. No, it's the same person. Tana. Who Sichon? Who Arad? Who Canaan? He has three names. And we're going to explain them all. Sichon, Shadoma is like Lasiach B'Midbar. He's like a foal, a baby horse in the Midbar. I mean, he's fast on his feet. Canaan, Al Shem Al Kusong. With regards to his, that was where Canaan was, you know, the country, so it's called after his country. And Marshamoy, and what was the mother, the name his mother gave him? Arad Shamoy. It was called Arad Shamoy. You could argue some people say that he had the same three names, but the reasoning was different. Arad means Shadoima la Aroid Midbar. He's like a wild donkey in the Midbar. Okay, Canaan says the same, Al Shem Al Kusoy. And Marshamoy, Sichon Shamoy. Great. So now we have Tishrei is definitely not Tishrei. Conclusive. The thing is, yeah, but Ema Rosh Hashanah Iyar. Maybe Iyar. Okay, you didn't prove that. We didn't just prove it can't be on in between, because if any month between Av and Shvat, then the year would have been bumped up in Shvat to the 41st year. So it can't be any of those, but it could still be Iyar. As the Gemara knows after that, you can't think that. Why? The Chesiv, I'll prove it to you. It says Vahi b'Chodesh Rishon. It was in the first month, but Shnas Hashenis in the second year. But Achav b'Chodesh in the first of the month, Hukam Rishon. Okay. Uchsiv, and it says Vahi b'Shnas Hashenis b'Chodesh Hashenis. Nala onon ala Mishkan Eidos. And the Gemara's going to explain that. How does that prove it to us? But it came from Nisan. It went from Nisan, but correlation after Shanis, and it called it the second year. But came to Iyar, and then it went to Iyar, and still the correlation after Shanis, still called it the second year. But called the Rosh Hashanah, we've loved Iyar, who can't be the Rosh Hashanah is Iyar, because if Iyar was the Rosh Hashanah, it would be the third year. Oh, fine. So we got rid of Iyar. Oh, but Eimah, Rosh Hashanah, Sivan. No, it was Sivan. So Lo Tzachot Aitach, the Chesiv from the Fosset. It says, B'chodesh Shlishi, it was in the third month, which is right, the Tzeis Bnei Yisrael, may have its rhyme, when they left its rhyme. The Im Isa, and if that will be the case, that it's the Rosh Hashanah, right? B'chodesh Shlishi, it should have said, B'shanah Shenis, it should have said it was the second year. Okay, let's say we're going on Miboyle. So you see, it's not Sivan. Ve'ema Tammuz, Ve'ema Ab, Ve'ema Adar. There's another three possible months we have not eliminated. And we don't actually have a proof in the Torah to eliminate these, so we're going to go to a new source. So Ella, I'm a Rabbi Elazar, says Rabbi Elazar, we're going to learn it in the Hakka from here. It says, V'yocha, live noise. Right, so this is actually talking about also the same incident with Shlomo Melech. It says, V'yocha, live noise, v'koidish Hashani. Right, he started building, yeah, on the second month, B'Sheni. So this B'Sheni seems a bit redundant over here. We don't know what that is. Okay, B'Shnas Arba L'Malchuso, to the fourth year of his reign, of Shlomo Melech, right, which is talking about the same as we were speaking before. So, but was my Sheni over here, the second Sheni, Lav Sheni L'Yoreach, isn't it the second month, Shemoinim Boi L'Malchuso, meaning it's the month after that his Malchus started, which we count from. So he's learned it from that. So Maski Vla, Ravina, V'Ema, Sheni B'Chodesh. No, maybe just means it was the second day of the month, second day of the month. So Imken Sheni B'Chodesh for Hedya Habakasibe. No, when we say Sheni in the month, we say in the of the month. So it can't be that. We should have said Chodesh. Ve'ema Sheni B'Shabbos. Maybe it means Monday. No. Chada, first of all, the Lord Ashkelon Sheni B'Shabbos. We don't see that in the referred to like in the Torah. The Chesiv is written. But oh, and furthermore, there's a hekish over here. Maki Sheni Basra, the Sheni Kama. Like this. Ma Sheni Kama Chodesh. The first Sheni was mentioned in the Pasuk. It was referring to a Chodesh. So too, Af Sheni Basra, Chodesh is also going to be a Chodesh. Okay, so basically we proved it by the fact this extra Sheni in this Pasuk over here is the Sheni Shemoni Boi L'Malchusai. So we see that the coronation month, the month that we called from, is Nisan. Now we're just going to just review that now basically. Tanya Kavas Rabbi Yochanan. We learn advice like Rabbi Yochanan, even though we pushed him off. But really, you need Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar together. Tosfos speaks about it. So we're just going to a quick review now. Minayin she'ein moinim lahem l'malachim el minisan. How do you come from Nisan? Shneema. It's the first passage we brought. Vayehi b'shmoinim shana v'abim moishana l'seis b'nei Yisrael mi'an Yisraelim. Okay, see that was the hekish over there. Malchus Shlomo. You see Yisraelim v'goyma uchsiv. And as we said, maybe it's Tishrei. So we have Rial Arod Koin El Horahar Al Pi Hashem. So that was Ab Vagoyim Ksivi Arba Im Shana Vashti Asa Chodesh. And then it was Shvat, and it didn't go change from year 40 to 41. Uchsiv right. How do we know it's that way around? Achli Hakoyis is Sichoin Vagoyim. So that Sichon was alive. Okay, Vaoyma Vishma Kanani and Sichon attacked. Okay, so he only attacked after Aaron died. How do you know it's not Iyar? Vayehi v'chodesh rishon b'shnas hashenis v'goyma. Vayoyma vayehi b'shnas hashenis v'chodesh hashenis. So we went to Iyar and it's still shnas hashenis. So you see it's not Iyar. V'goyma v'oyma v'chodesh hashlishi. Let's say it's b'nei Yisrael. And it said we didn't say it was the second year. And so it's not Sivan. We're going over Oyma Biyachal Adoyz, and that was the proof of Rabbi Elazar. We learned it from over there. I think it's a different Yomim. Okay, Shkoyach.